been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Let's go, Serbia. Let's go. We got a big one brewing.
When I try to defend you to people,
United States.
This dude's rooting against his country.
United States came into this game favored by 22. And then Embiid, who was a game-time decision, decided he was going to play. The spread down to 9.
Well, nobody cares who wins. It's about who doesn't play.
Exactly.
We are so whack.
Thank you.
That's all we care about.
I'm with you there.
Draymond ripped his own coach.
Hey, we got a big weekend coming up in the Bay.
Yeah.
Outsized Lands coming up this weekend.
Friday. Yeah. We have a bit. We'll try to guess how many acts we know between the two of us. I'll probably win, being I'm a little younger.
Not five, not six, not seven.
I'm still hooping.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
If I'm still playing at my age, what's my athletic age? What's our hair age? Your hair age right now is probably 33. You look good. Robert Redford, I got to get some good lettuce.
Evan, give me the biggest act this weekend at Outsized Lands.
Well, first of all, it's outside.
I mean, outside.
Like, I've been pronouncing it wrong, which would have been a shock.
The one you'd be the most familiar with, probably the Killers.
I like the Killers.
And they're headlining Friday.
I actually do like them.
Can we get a better name?
They have that great song. Look like a girlfriend. Look like a boyfriend.
Would you prefer the Lifers, Goo?
No, just the Killers.
Tell you what, listen to the words of that song. Something fishy was going on there. Yeah. Anyway.
You had something you teased before we went.
Yeah, you know what? I decided not to. It's not that good.
It was wrong.
All right. Yeah, it wasn't that good. Wasn't that good at all. But we're talking about Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and the San Francisco 49ers.
When will it end?
It's a great question. Well, let me ask you that. When do you?
I've called my shot.
Say it
again. On Ayuk, I think this is going into week one. Nobody's budging. They're not. They're not talking. Shout out Dave Fleming. They're not talking. So I think this could go into the season. I'm serious, man. I really believe that. You're laughing, I know. But
I was laughing at your coughing.
Yeah, no doubt.
God wasn't going to bail you out.
Mm-hmm.
Usually,
let me drive.
Usually a good host there would just jump in.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt me for a while.
That's not going anywhere.
I can win you a Grammy,
actually,
man.
You know
that's
what?
So good.
Now I'll do it this way. I'm going to play this differently. Who was that? Oh, my God. What was that?
Sounds like the biggest nerd.
No, what was that?
Oh, my goodness. It's better every time you hear it.
Who is that?
Yeah, we know.
I didn't do that.
It's like Goo's very high-pitched laugh, but we lost it in the switch.
Oh, no. Nobody can prove it was me.
I set a doctor's appointment after that laugh.
Nobody could prove it was me.
So I said, I gave you my prediction. When you think it'll end? We're talking Ayuk right now.
Brandon Ayuk.
I think it's going into this season. I hope I'm wrong, partner.
Boy. I mean.
Anytime before two, Stoney. I'm playing. You know, I love you to death.
Well, see, this is the kind of thing where I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll make a prediction, but you're the kind of guy that you're going to lock me into.
No, you do that. That's why Filippone, I think, is not. If this nothing happens, there's not a mistake. He just gave a prediction.
No, that's a mistake. He will acknowledge. It was such a mistake that he would acknowledge that. If you're asking me right now, hey, Steiny, what do you think is going to happen with Ayuk? And I go, I actually think he's going to be traded. And he isn't traded? I'm not wrong.
No doubt. And I'm not the guy who's saying you've done it. Yeah, but you're
the guy. Let's just establish that.
Right.
I kind of think he might be traded. But I'm not sure.
So what's the holdup then? They're not getting two ones. I don't believe they're asking for two ones. I don't think he asked for $32 million. Oh, your boy's on. Don't. Good God,
lock
that's
in.
Like 11. Yeah, lock in, Steiny.
They're up 2, and he's brought his shooting percentage up to 29% in the.
They got 15. He has 14 of them.
Does he really?
Yeah.
we can't do this.
Yeah.
We can't do this.
We got to lock in.
No, I mean, we
don't make me turn the TV off.
Yeah, there you go. Some people are recording it.
First of all,
some people are recording it. Like, no, sir. My boy Reg B's listening to us.
Like Evan has the power to do that.
Yeah. Like that.
Okay. All right. We talk a little Warriors?
Let's do it.
We talk a little Warriors. Yep.
He deserved it.
We had to get off Ayuk a little bit. We've done like 15 straight segments on him.
Yeah, no, 415. When are we going to talk Warriors? We can talk Warriors. Once again, fan base completely off base.
How so?
You guys think you know. You don't know. You guys, conventional win. Okay. How about this? This is a quote. Kendra Andrews, locked on Warriors.
All right.
The Warriors are holding high value in their young pieces, particularly Pajemski and Kuminga. Any trade incorporating either of those players would have to help with the long-term success of the team more than them. So
I love KD.
You all, it's crazy notion. You all thinking anything and everything for Steph Curry, that right there shows you're wrong.
No, Joe Lacob didn't say that. And I'm not saying
I know he didn't.
Wrong.
I'm saying the fans.
It's kind of easy to say that now after you struck out twice.
That's right. And why did they strike out twice?
It's like the Ayuk thing. We don't know.
We do know. They didn't want to include Pajemski and or Kuminga. And the reason.
Well, then,
that's right.
You ain't going big game hunting then.
Like, that's right.
That's what I would tell. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's
Stoddy,
all
they
I'm
have
saying.
To be willing to part with one of those guys.
Well, they're not. So that tells me they're not all in for Steph Curry. They're not mortgaging their future for a 36-year-old. And I would advise the 49ers shouldn't either.
Well, then you don't want to win just from a 49er standpoint. Trent's got two good years.
How much did we win last year, the Warriors? Thank you.
I'll do your thing. We won 46.
That's not my thing.
No, I hated 46 because it wasn't enough.
It's going to be, you take it this upcoming year.
And then what about the alleged starting five? Is Pods really going to be a part of that?
According to Jake Fisher, CBS Sports, see here we, Yahoo. Oh, that's right. I was on CBS.
John
Salley. Where my fantasy team scores are.
John Salley.
He's saying Pajemski's going to start.
Wow.
Him and Curry in the backcourt. Now, Kendra Andrews says that there's three open spots.
That's too many for me.
I know, because you want stuff to be handed to guys without having to compete.
No, I want continuity.
You don't like to compete, do you?
Please,
you don't like
to
compete. What if Guy Santos gets to camp and is better than Pajemski? They'll start Pajemski.
I love both. That would never happen.
Pajemski's that good?
No, he's proven that he's. Come on, Steiny.
Come on, Steiny. What?
They're talking reality. That's a small backcourt.
Okay, so you've seen Pajemski's hair. If he doesn't get a haircut, he'll be 6'5". Period.
Yeah.
He's 6'3" after he goes to the barber. 6'5" when he lets it grow out. It's a big 2 inches. Anyway, so the Warriors obviously aren't going to acquire Lauri Markkanen. And that officially, well, not officially, but it essentially means, Goo, that the offseason is a wrap. For the Warriors.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I can't be mad. They tried. The Clippers didn't want to, whatever with Ballmer.
No, you're taking all the heat off the Warriors.
No heat. If you're going to tell me, and I stole this from you, I loved it, moves around the edges with slow-mo, Melton, and Buddy Hield, and Draymond not getting suspended for 25 games, and another, I saw something in Wiggins' eyes, hope. Maybe they can't do something, but I don't know. And Curry's comments to me, that's kind of one of the biggest non-deals. It was verbal that I've heard this offseason that scared me about where this team was and what they needed to do. If we're going to continue to be bottom feeders, I don't know where we're at. So I got to be honest, Donnie, that was the biggest thing of the summer to me in regard to the Warriors. So they're going to put their best foot forward, but I just, the West is getting better. Ja's coming back. Where and how good are the Warriors going to be? I just, this is the first time in a long time I have no feel. And that 2022
Well, you had no feel last year because you thought they were going to win a title. And they didn't make the playoffs. So even though you thought they were going to win a title last year.
Well, they were coming off losing in the conference semis.
Right. But so last year you said this team can contend. At the time you said it, you didn't think you had no feel. But now looking back, you had no feel. So maybe actually having no feel might not be a bad thing.
Well, some stuff that didn't happen.
What?
Like connectivity. Mike Dunleavy's word. Draymond didn't hold up his end of the bargain.
I do want to say something.
This is going to be crazy, man. Seriously.
I do want to say one thing about, and I don't know if it's the Warriors, but I kind of do think it's the Warriors. And Warrior fans, you can jump in here. But there's something that we're all avoiding, completely and utterly avoiding. And that is, I think the Warriors are trying to have it both ways.
Oh, please explain.
Completely and utterly trying to have it both ways. On the one hand, they've sold the fan base a bill of goods that they're going to go big game hunting. And they're going to go for the big boys. Right. And they're going to go get Paul George. Mm. And they're going to go get marketing. And they're going to go get the next big guy out there. Oh, really?
Wow.
How are they going to do that if they're not going to move their young players? So that tells me they're talking a big game about getting a big boy, but they're really not going to go all in to get a big boy because you ain't getting a big boy without one of your young players. So I almost feel at times like saying, oh, we're going to be in on everything, that's just to appease Steph, that's just to appease Draymond, and that's just to appease the fan base.
But that can only take you so far.
That's right. That's right. So quit saying we're going to go big game hunting if you're not considering trading Pajemski or Kuminga.
I love
you
it.
You can't have it both ways. What direction are we going?
We're about to find out.
I
hear you, but I got something for you. What if you tried, you failed? If that's too strong, I apologize. You failed, so then you put it out there that you didn't want, like you were the reason that the deal didn't get expedited. When you say, we didn't want to get rid of Evan or Steiny. When you say it that way, it was kind of like the ball was in your court. When in actuality, behind closed doors, those guys were available. You just couldn't solidify the deal. It could be that. That's how I look at that.
Right. So you look at it.
They still didn't get anybody, so it is what it is. That's the bottom line.
And one of the reasons they didn't get anybody is because they weren't willing to part with their young players because they are not doing everything and anything for Steph Curry right here and right now.
Wow.
That is exactly what I believe. 888-957-9570. You guys want to talk some Warriors? We can absolutely talk some Warriors. We can assess what they've done in the offseason. Markkanen signed his contract yesterday. He's going to be in a Utah Jazz uniform for at least the next year. So he's off the board for the Warriors. So now what? How do you feel about the offseason? They've won 44 games 2 years ago. They won 46 games a year ago. Is this team better or is this team worse? They lost Chris Paul. They lost Klay Thompson. They lost Saric. They acquired DeAnthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and Buddy Hield. Simple question. Better or worse? Are they better or are they worse at 888-957-9570? Goo? I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm going to say they're better. I'm going to say they're better because the deciding factor for me is, Donnie, Draymond will not get suspended. Now, you could call me a fool for going with that, but him being available without barring injury, they got to be better. And then the whole dark cloud of Klay Thompson, you know, watching him fight his battles, that's not there anymore. So I'm going to say better.
I'm going to say worse.
Okay.
I'm going to say worse because – I'm watching our guy play. By the way, did you hear what Grant Hill said?
I'm out on him.
Well, you're going to want to be out on him after you heard hear what he said.
All right. Jaylen Brown's why I'm out on him, but go ahead.
He was saying Steph, Durant, and LeBron, that he had some misgivings about putting them on the Olympic team because of their age.
Oh.
But when each of the three expressed they definitely wanted to play, he said he felt obligated to put them on the team. But that's not what I'm getting at.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't hear that.
What I'm getting at is I believe that the Olympics matter and that it will have an effect on veteran players.
No doubt about it.
And I think it will take a toll in some capacity on Steph Curry.
Yeah. That was my fear going in. And you were having some fun calling me un-American, but the basketball part of it's not, and I know it wasn't just me. I just hate he's out there playing and traveling.
Let me ask you, then why do you think they're going to be better if we're acknowledging that Steph may not be as good because of what's going on now?
I'm holding out. I get that. I'm holding out hope, Stoney, with his conditioning and training regimen that we won't see that early on. But that's my biggest fear, man. It really is. And then I guess it's for a gold, but, you know, when I watch him play, it's not like he's going for 25 or 30, and that's not why he's out there, but it's just like, man, those are more miles on the body. So they didn't make the playoffs, but Steph made the playoffs, as you kind of get my drift. Playing more games, traveling abroad, so
we'll see. Bro, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because usually you say, remember when you said, in my mind, the Warriors have six titles?
Yeah. And I stand by that.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can stand by it. Stand by Me.
Yeah.
Will Wheaton.
Great movie.
That was a good movie. I enjoyed that movie. Train!
Look at him.
That was a good movie. What, Evan? You've never heard of it, I know, because it was
there's
before
no
you
way. He
doesn't know.
No, they had a Sutherland's kid, right?
Yeah.
Dude from 24.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland. R.I.P. Donald, but.
Yep. Remember who the voice was in that movie?
The voice.
They had a narrator.
Ray Liotta?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, man.
Trying to think who else was in that. Corey Haim. No, not Corey Haim. Who's the other guy? The guy who
Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman.
Look at my guys.
Corey Feldman was in it. Trying to think who else. John Sally. The best character in that movie was actually the guy with the crew cut, but he wasn't as big of a name as the others. But that's a great
Jerry O'Connell.
Is that what his name was?
Chubby kid.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah.
He was great. He had a tough upbringing. And then let's go to Aaron in Napa. Hey, Aaron, how you doing, man? What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's going on?
You tell me, my man.
You guys were talking about the Warriors, if they got any better or any worse. I feel like they didn't get any better or any worse unless they would have gotten Lauri Markkanen. I think Lauri Markkanen was the prize guy they were trying to get in the offseason, correct?
Mm-hmm. He and Paul George, apparently.
Paul George would have been awesome, but that seemed a little out of reach. I mean, you get rid of Chris Paul. The only thing Chris Paul did, I feel like, this year that was better for anything else was his three-point shot. Other than that, his defense was good, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Buddy Hield, he sounds pretty good. He definitely had a season comparable to Clay. Definitely sad to see Clay go. Everybody loves Clay Thompson. But, yeah, I just feel like this team didn't get any better or any worse. We didn't really make a huge splash, which would have been great for us Warrior fans, you know.
Yeah.
Especially watching Steph Curry out there in the Olympics getting used up. And, you know, he only has a couple more years left and, you know, on him as well. So trying to look towards the future, I'm not sure what the path is for the Warriors going forward.
That's a great question. Man. It's a great question and a fair one, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Somebody here saying, Chris A., our guy, on the Xfinity Mobile text line, he's only playing 20 minutes a game. It's more than that, though. It's 40 days on the road.
Man, 40!
It's Vegas. It's Abu Dhabi. It's Lily. It's Paris. It's travel. It's just the wear and tear.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that's a fair point. Let's say Aaron's kind of right, and I'm not disagreeing with him. Man, you know what? They're about the same. Okay? If they're about the same, then the optimist, like you, says, if Draymond's healthy and plays to his potential,
Wiggins shows up.
Okay, we'll be better.
And what if we just get a super monster growth spurt from, in regard to his game, Kuminga? Then, you know, I'm here to watch it. I'm not going in like it's a wrap, but man, Stein, it feels like, boy, oh boy. And those Curry comments, that was a line in the sand of, you know, just about his future. But it'll be exciting, and it's coming sooner than you think. We got football starting. It's not even basketball going to be right behind it.
One of the things I've been hearing from some Warrior fans about, you know, this upcoming year, and are they going to be better? Are they going to be worse? Actually, I just lost my train of thought. Klay Thompson was a perennial all-star, according to 415. We still didn't get a secondary scorer or a second all-star to replace his presence. Oh, that's what I wanted to wonder. I've been talking to a lot of Warrior fans, and they say something to this effect. Well, Curry's now with the Olympic team, and so he's starting to you know what I mean? Like, he's talking to these stars. And
Right.
Can somebody elaborate on what that means? You know what I mean? Like he's going to come back
he was the only
mindset.
Player on the team whose team didn't make the playoffs. So having conversations and just seeing guys, I'm sure they chop it up. Like that picture they put out, Stoney, that was excellent. I don't know if you saw that. They were somewhere on the stairs, the whole USA team, and they took like a group photo. It was awesome. But anyway, I got to believe the conversation's about big-time basketball, and Steph was like crickets. And he's probably looking around and, you know, I don't know. God, I wish Durant would have stayed, but that's for another day. But I guess that's what people are saying. Like, okay. So he's saying, what the hell am I going? What's going on where I'm at?
Okay, so, and legitimately asking. So there's concern that Steph's going to come back from the Olympics and be a little more skeptical of where this team's going.
And my end of my career.
And might be more likely to
want
to
feel frisky a little bit.
Put a lot of pressure on the organization.
And I think that's what he's done. Some could say, but dude, we did a whole show based on his comments from Vegas. It wasn't just us.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, partner, it doesn't help him being around all those guys. Now, what could Durant say? Oh, we got swept, but still, we made the playoffs. They lost a sack.
Yeah, they did. They got blown out of the gym.
And they got better with DeRozan.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think, although they still have Sabonis.
I'll give you one.
He stinks.
I'll give you one.
No, he doesn't stink. But
did he play for his country?
It's a good question.
I want to say he didn't. I hadn't seen him.
He's from Slovenia, right? And I don't think Lithuania made it. No, of course not, because Sabonis was on the team.
Isn't he from like Portland?
That's where he grew up. But you know, like. Hell, Klay Thompson could have played for the Bahamas.
Dude, I didn't know that.
But well, he trained with him, then he left. Traitor.
Wow.
All right, 888-957-9570. Question simple, Warrior fans. You think they're better or worse than they were last year at this point? And then also, they got some questions. They still have some things they got to do this summer or not do. Do they extend Curry? Do they extend Kuminga? Do they extend Moody? What do you do? If you're Mike Dunleavy, 888-957-9570. Yesterday I read the most meaningless statistic that I've seen in about 4 days, because there's a lot of meaningless ones out there. This one really caught my eye. What's coming up next on the game, sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Were you ever hard?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, don't forget, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tourney that benefits the Autism Society of the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. It's presented by our friends at ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. September 6th, Harding Park.
I thought you'd be in that.
It's a Monday, and they always start those tournaments at like 11.
Yeah. All right.
Gotcha. Monte and Shasky can go.
Yeah. Shasky, man, you know he gets down, so he'll probably be in it.
This is where you'd like.
Monte, too.
Well, this is where you'd like to have a boss, at least, who understands the big picture. And we don't, but that's why you'd like to have a boss that gets the big picture. He'd give us off that day to go shake hands and
kiss
and
babies.
PR.
Yeah.
Like, we could go out to Harding Park and bring in more listeners by meeting people.
Hey, boss, if he's listening, that. I didn't say that. Dude, I couldn't believe you said that. Yeah, I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was going to say back. All right. The boss popped his head in. Oh,
okay.
It's a Friday. It's not a Monday. I thought he was going to be like, back to IU.
Yeah.
Which he's coming in a minute to do. But that's all right.
It is the story of the NFL.
No doubt.
Offseason thus far.
No doubt. Matt Barrows was on with Willard and Dibs. I want to kind of get into this with the Warrior fans, and it has to do with deadlines, and is there a point when they should just make a decision? This is Matt Barrows just on Brandon Ayuk. Take a listen.
They're motivated to force Brandon Ayuk into making a decision. I think that they are frustrated by this whole thing. They're still not certain whether he wants to be a 49er. And here we are in mid-August, or early August, rather. Feels like mid-August. And we haven't sort of reached this this basic conclusion. You know, Ayuk has flirted with the Commanders and with the Steelers, and he apparently wants to go to Pittsburgh. So, I mean, he's also said he wants to return here. So, to me, I'm just trying to, put these tea leaves in some sort of order. This is all done to sort of force the issue, to shake something loose, and to make sure that if he does want to come back, this is happening now, and that he gets back in camp now, so that there is a bit of a runway for him to get going before the first game on September 9th.
Wow.
What do you think?
It's not working. That's what I think, Stoney. So,
well, I'll say this. It does feel like something has accelerated this week. So I think what Barrows is saying is, a week ago where Shanahan confirmed what had already been reported, that they've given Ayuk's agent permission to negotiate with other teams, but perhaps that accelerated over the last week, and now they've actually...
But to no avail.
To no avail. But if they continue to go down that path, Barrows is saying that the hope is they're going to force Ayuk to make some kind of decision. The funny thing is in a way, he doesn't have to make a decision, at least not now.
Well, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Donnie, he's going to have to.
Right.
And the decision is going to be, do I lose money? Do I not show up? And then, and from a 49er fan perspective, at that juncture, partner, nobody wins. Could you imagine that? Opening up Monday night, and the talk and the theme will be Brandon Ayuk in this situation continuously going. Like, that's not good for anybody.
Is anybody worried that if Brandon, I would be a little worried about if Brandon Ayuk is forced to play at $14 million. Can we assume that Brandon Ayuk is going to be Brandon Ayuk?
Oh, I think he would have to. Everything you put on film, you're not dare saying he would half-ass or... I mean, my thing would be he wouldn't be focused. It would be too much on his mind, you know?
What?
A normal ball across the middle in crunch time, he's thinking about his contract or getting hurt. Like, I wouldn't... That's why when you say you take care of your players, you kind of take that off the table for them. So everything upstairs right. is everything upstairs. It's about ball, not about finances.
Right. So if they make him play for $14 million,
I just don't think anybody
out there concerned with the Brandon Ayuk that will end up being the Brandon Ayuk on the field?
I am. And that's why he's taking it to this extent, right? He's letting you know he doesn't want to do that.
I absolutely think there's, I mean, if he comes in at $14 million, but he's not happy,
I'm
telling you right now, Shanahan's not going to play him if Shanahan sees that Ayuk is not playing as hard as he did, let's say last year.
He will never.
Does anybody out there really believe Shanahan's just going to play him anyway?
No. See, and I see where you're going. Stoudy, he's a pro. He would never do
that. I disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying he's not a pro. So, but I disagree.
Last time I seen a guy slack was Amari Cooper with the Raiders and Randy Moss back in the day with the Raiders.
So it's happened before with two receivers.
Yeah.
So I'm a firm believer in that. Absolutely, positively, there'll be a difference in Brandon Ayuk's play if he's happy rather than pissed off. Now, I don't know how it manifests itself, but I mean, I'm just trying to put myself in Brandon Ayuk's shoes. You've taken it this far.
Right.
You're to August 8th, and so far you're hanging in there in terms of, you know, winning and losing the negotiation, because you might get traded. But at some point the 49ers could say, we're not trading you, and we're not giving you an extension. Well, at that point now, Brandon Ayuk's got the decision to make. It feels like right now, and 49er fans, what do you think at 888-957-9570? To me, it feels like right now the 49ers are doing all the work. But at some point, can't they shift the focus back to Ayuk and say, all right, time is up. You now have two choices. You can play for $14 million or you don't. Period.
And I would say, you ain't had me practice or talk to me all damn preseason, and now you want me to go out here and risk it all?
Yes.
I'm not.
What does that mean, you're not?
I'm staying at the house with my brother and my girl. Like, Stoney, I really believe, like, why would he do all this and then give in at the end?
Fair question.
And it's that one injury situation you brought up with Trent, and it can be over in one play, the old NFL adage, I would not. I just think Ayuk's not doing that.
Well, what he also wouldn't be doing is drawing a paycheck for $14
million. Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't show up, well, I mean, I can do the math real quick, 14, 17. I mean, he's going to miss $800,000+ a game if he doesn't play. That's a lot of money.
But that's a lot of money. Like, now, yesterday felt like a trade. I was like, Stoudy, it's going to happen. Now I feel like it's headed down that way to where he's holding out and not available week one.
What do 49er fans right now, what do you want the 49ers to do? You can't do anything about what happened in March or April or May. It's now gotten to this point in August. August 8th, we all know where the situation is and what it's about. So my question to 49er fans is, you're John Lynch. What do you do? Do you essentially get him re-signed by any means necessary? Give the guy what he wants, or at least make him... No, give him what he wants and get him in here. Or do you trade him simply to move on from what's becoming a distraction?
No doubt about that.
Or do you say, Brandon, we're ending this. You have two choices. $14 million and start practicing, or just go home. Just go home. You won't get paid.
Wow.
You won't earn service time while you're sitting out.
And nobody wins in that. I don't think anybody's winning now, Stoney. That's what's crazy. Like, I feel like both parties are losing. He's not practicing.
Why?
Okay, if they get him in 2 weeks or get him in, you know, do we see a soft tissue injury or is he slow like Debo and Bosa? So, again, way to state the obvious, Goo, but nobody's winning right now and the team from as a whole is losing.
Yeah, I think some people would make the case that right now Ayuk is winning because...
please explain.
Because they've given him power... apparently, to make some kind of decision and that they really never had to give him.
But he's shown you that I could get offered, allegedly, $32 million and I still won't take it.
Right.
That leads me to believe you still want to be here. Like, they almost called his bluff.
I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced
of that. We don't believe it. $32 million from New England? Like, wow.
I'm with you. I'm not... Again... it's one thing for the Patriots to say, we'll give you $32 million. It's another for the Niners to say, okay, that's good. That's one part of it. We're going to need two firsts.
No. Not this late in the game.
Brandon didn't want to play in New England. No, maybe that's not the reason. Maybe the reason is the 49ers didn't want to move him to New England for the crap that the Patriots offered. And that's where I think this thing's at a standstill.
And aren't the Niners losing leverage by the day with teams knowing that you got a cluster thing on your hands? We ain't about to give you extra.
Well, exactly. And that's where, just hypothetically, and we talked a little bit about this last week, and it's the Cleveland deal. So the Cleveland Browns are sitting with Amari Cooper. Professional receiver. Good player, right? Yep. Real good player.
I like him.
He's a good, really good receiver. Deal. Okay, he's got one more year left in his deal. Like, they're not desperate. They're not. They might want Ayuk. They'd love to have Ayuk, but they're not desperate. Mm. The Niners are desperate right now to figure this thing out. So for the life of me, if I'm another team and I'm looking at the Niners... and I'm willing to pay Ayuk $30 million or whatever it is, that's all I'm going to do. I'm not giving you something in also.
I'm with you.
Because.
Almost, I don't have to.
You're the exactly. Yeah. You're the ones with the problem.
I get it.
Not
a big
us.
One. A
not
big
us.
One.
Like, I think sometimes with our home teams, we always look at it from our point of view and, oh, this is great. John Lynch holding out for this, holding out for that. They're playing hardball. Guess what? The other teams might be playing more hardball because they're not as desperate as the 49ers.
Brock Purdy hasn't thrown one pass to Brandon Ayuk this offseason. And either one probably would be playing Saturday. But Stani, after Saturday, they got two more exhibition games. And what's the old adage? The third one is the second one's dress rehearsal. The last one, no starters play.
And we can talk about this, 925. What the hell? The 49ers are not desperate. I kind of think they are a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Desperate to get back and get back to the Super Bowl. All of the above. They talked about it was Operation Get Back to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Like, Cleveland does not have the Super Bowl aspirations that the 49ers do. So they're not as desperate.
Yeah, the only other team is the Chiefs.
The bottom line is if the San Francisco 49ers actually believe they can win a Super Bowl this year, well, then they are desperate because chances are they don't have as good a chance without Ayuk.
What about this one? The only desperate one, this from you tripping, the only desperate one is Ayuk. But I don't like that because the Niners are not going to be able to replace, I don't believe, his production with what they currently have.
Let me ask Evan this.
Huh?
A-Dog.
Do you believe that Brandon Ayuk would miss games if this continues? That he won't play?
I don't believe Ayuk would miss games. I do believe that Trent Williams would miss games.
Interesting.
Well, Ayuk's about to miss one Saturday. I know it doesn't. It's a preseason game, Stoney.
I mean, regular, like regular season.
Yeah, no
games.
Doubt. No
Trent's
doubt.
Also done that before. He's held out through the regular season.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Look at you.
I thought you were going to say he just holds.
No, only big games. Yeah, I'm just kidding. But what was I going to say about? Oh, here's. You know what else is a little on, I'm trying to figure it out. Matt Barrow said that the reason, the official reason, or what's listed in the program or in the notes, is Ayuk's not practicing because of his back and neck.
Are you surprised we hadn't heard that up until today?
Well,
or yesterday?
Had by Stink Schlereth, right? He said that he either should be playing or holding out.
Oh, no, I was talking about the neck and back issue of Ayuk, his health.
Well, that's what I
wonder. I hadn't heard that at all.
If Brandon Ayuk's maintaining he's hurt,
then how the hell
then what happens?
Oh, man, that's why I don't believe he's hurt.
He's still hurt, let's say, a day before the Jets game, in his mind. Then what do the 49ers do? No, you're not hurt? Then what happens then? Like these are all questions I have.
Yeah, that would have been a holdup on a deal. Just how hurt are you?
Well,
I'm not saying Matt is wrong, but we had not heard that part of this.
But this is what I don't get. Why isn't he practicing?
Because he's holding in.
Okay.
He wants his money. He doesn't want to risk getting hurt.
Okay, so why aren't the 49ers say, practice? Get on the field and practice.
Because it normally doesn't work that way.
For how long does it not work that way?
We're going to find out. I don't know. This is uncharted territory.
Because I have a feeling if they say, get out there on the practice field, he'll say, no, I'm hurt.
Oh, okay.
And then what do you, I don't know what you do there.
Well, then it becomes a whole, I guess, Stani, am I wrong saying that much more of a mess? But then it's like, you know, is he, like the hug. I bet Kyle probably wanted to throw him if he was doing it to, you know, for the cameras or whatnot. But just think what we did in Cowherd, did it. We ran with it thinking a deal was coming.
Maybe he did that to kind of make a goof out of Shanahan.
I think that's what I'm saying.
And what was Shanahan going to do? Not hug him?
Play the role.
Matt Barrows of The Athletic was on with Willard and Dibbs, and he was asked, what's the most likely outcome here?
Let me phrase it this way. I think that's still the outcome that the 49ers want. It's up to Brandon Ayuk to decide whether he wants that or not. I mean, I don't know what the trade package is that Pittsburgh is offering right now. But I do know that the 49ers prefer to have a wide receiver as part of that trade package. And you look up and down the Steelers roster, and there are not a lot of desirable wide receivers. This is why the Steelers would be interested in this scenario. There is reason for the 49ers to say no to this. But, you know, another reason is to keep Brandon Ayuk. I mean, if Washington and Pittsburgh are the two places that he wants to go, and Washington's not interested in the contract, and Pittsburgh doesn't have the ammunition to work out a deal, the 49ers are basically telling Brandon Ayuk, okay, it's time to go to your third option, which presumably is the 49ers.
Right, but in what capacity? Are you really telling me, Steiny, that they're not having any conversations at all and the Niners think Brandon one day will wake up or go to bed like, okay, I had enough, I took it to the end, fourth quarter, under 2 minutes, we play the Jets in a couple of days, I'll play on the 14? Or why are we not hearing about, here's the number, I'll slide the paper over to you, you slide it back. Why are we not hearing about any negotiations? It's quiet on the set. It's like cryptic.
Because the 49ers don't want to pay him what he wants.
Man, and what they the 49ers really know that he knows, he's like in the sand of, I'm not doing it.
I mean,
because I would be trying to call that number, his number, his agent all day long, trying to see, can we get this thing worked out?
From the 925, Steiner, you better be careful. Remember what happened to, Dre and Bonte. Trent's a scary man.
Oh, man. Remember, he hit Sherman.
One thing I'm always...
When he was in D.C. with the Redskins.
One thing I'm a firm believer in.
Redskins then.
I'm 5'11", 190. Trent Williams would never touch me. No chance.
But if he did, he could kill you.
Well, of course. Yeah. That's why he won't.
He hit Richard Sherman.
That was a football.
I got you.
Like,
Richard had no helmet on.
I mean, people thought that they could get around Tyson, too.
Man. But.
Mike Tyson?
Oh, my gosh.
Mike Tyson never hit a man. He never hit a reporter.
Was sitting on the airplane that was sitting in his seat?
That guy provoked him.
Well,
he absolutely
well, he
provoked
paid the price,
him.
Too, though.
He was. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
If Trent Williams walked in the door right now, I'd be like, Trent, I'm being hard on you. I'm telling you that right now. I got to be up front.
The biggest man I've seen in person, Stoney, Bonte and I, it was years ago at the old station when Miles Garrett swung the helmet on, who was the Steeler quarterback?
Don't tell me.
Come
Don't
on.
Tell me.
He swung it on my guy. What's my guy's name?
He's a back. Mason Rudolph.
Now look at him. Bing, bing. And he came in, and we did a segment with him. I said, that's the biggest human I've ever seen. And that was Lincoln Kennedy. My point being is Trent Williams is bigger than Link.
Let's be honest. We would all bill in front of Trent Williams. Cower.
I wouldn't even give him my hand. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where guys got your hand, you're like, oh, my effing, what is Lenko? Like, you can't say it. Oh, man. You've been in that position? A man's hand just swallows yours.
Yes, and I've said this a million times. Ray Fossey, the late Ray Fossey, RIP.
He had some mitts.
Oh, my gosh, did he have a strong handshake. Nah, I would do what I always do when I'm in my situation and something like that would happen.
You run.
Like, Kyle, Trent, I didn't say anything.
Oh, let you say you lie.
I hear you called me selfish and greedy. No.
Yeah.
No.
Said I was old.
I'm just trying to figure out your end game, my man.
He's a big dude, man.
You got body envy. It's all right.
He's got, you know what? I'll tell you this about Trent Williams. And I like this in people. My men and women.
He fixes it now.
He's got a great smile.
Look at him.
Trent Williams has a great smile. Right. Trent Williams is on Mount Smilemore. And you know who's in the George Washington position? Draymond Green.
They both got veneers.
Yeah. I don't care what they are.
Yeah.
And you know what? Some other men and women are enhanced. It doesn't make it any less beautiful. Draymond Green has the best smile.
He was greedy in the first
in the
hour.
Bay Area.
Now Trent Williams, after we talk about fighting, he's got the best smile.
Yeah, this is why the Team USA uniforms.
It's jealous much?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
can't afford him.
That's what makes the Trent Williams. He does it all behind that smile.
Now your boy's a bad dude, man.
He is,
and he's going to get paid. I want to say rewarded, but they know what it is, man. And I think this whole Brandon Ayuk situation is going to make them want to get this done sooner. But the fact that he's 36, he's 300 plus, Sonny, there's no need for him to be here right now. Well, it's your job. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, because he's really probably working out hard. Yeah, see,
now that, hey.
This is where I want to say, this is where I always feel, I always like to question conventional wisdom. Oh, so he's 36, but he doesn't need to be in camp. Nick Bosa was 24. He wasn't in camp.
They cost
the 49ers paid the price. Yeah. But Trent Williams at 36 is more of a sure thing. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
It's in the trenches. I wanted both of them, but I want to say, Gustani's doing something to stay in shape. Kyle alluded
to
it.
You know that.
Kyle alluded to it. He's like,
Said he had no idea where Trent was.
No, but he said, I'm sure he's keeping himself in shape. That's what he did say.
Oh, yeah. He's real sure.
Are we going to be able to tell? He could be eating Funyuns and Red Bull. You know what I mean? He'll come in. We won't be able to know. Oh, look at that six pack. You know what I mean? He's a big dude. Just maul the offensive
the players on the players.
Call a run play.
Right. And Mrs. Bosa last year, said, oh, Nick's unbelievable. Nick, you know Nick's going to be in great. Yeah. He's still in, Nick's in the best shape of his life.
He got her to put up
Nick
there
was out of shape.
With Filippone.
He was out of shape.
She did make that.
Oh, we don't worry about Trent Williams. I'm sure he's working out. Okay. We'll see, because the players and the coaches know when a guy gets into camp, whether he's in shape or out of shape. Think about it. Nobody knew Andrew Wiggins wasn't in good shape training camp last year until when? He started to not play well, and then Steve Kerr dropped. Well, you know, Andrew's got to be in a little better shape this upcoming.
We took it for granted.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Oh, Andrew Wiggins wasn't in great shape. Oh, okay.
Andrew Wiggins.
Now, and there's no way you can look at Andrew Wiggins and tell whether he's in good shape or not. He looks the same. But Steve Kerr and the Warriors know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. That's where Matt Barrows came from yesterday. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, 888-957-9570. Let's make some predictions the next segment. How does this thing end, and about when does it end? You think Ayuk will be wrapped up by the end of business tomorrow? By the end of business next Friday? Sometime in the middle? After that? 888-957-9570. I went down to Palo Alto and played golf at 6:30.
Oh, you were up with the chickens.